Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Yeah.
For the 200th time, presenting the Brews and Bruins podcast. Welcome, everybody, for the 200th time. I can't believe I'm saying that. It is the Brews and Bruins podcast. My name is Cam Hazard. We've got Chris, Drew, and Kat. Chris and Kat for about 6 minutes. So, Chris, what are you drinking, buddy, for the two? Well, probably not the 200th time because you missed a few, but we'll just say it's 200. What you got?
I'm in a hotel room with nothing to drink, but I did just have a really nice strawberry lemonade at the breakfast place down the street.
You said nice. Breakfast. I know it's a little earlier there, but it's 7:30 at night here, so I'm assuming it's not too much earlier there. And that's so,
when he says
change.
Just, he means like...
We got there at like noon and left at like 2. Okay. So,
all right. I'll give you that one. Drew, I saw you drink it. I also have water, which is good for our 200th episode here. But I see you got something to celebrate.
I got a Hayes Forward New England IPA, a nice 6.7% from Sebago Brewing Co.
Nice.
And drinkability, it's drinkable. Tastability, it's tasteable. Back to you, Cam.
Nice. All right. I guess we're doing a mini episode here. We're going to try to answer questions really quick. First question is from Rob Schlosser. He says, choose your fighter. Charlie McAvoy's cheeks, Brad Marchand's nose, David Pasternak's old chip teeth, or Oscar Steen's thighs. Note, congrats on 200, guys. Tonight's beer is in your honor. I was running away with Charlie McAvoy's cheeks until I got to Oscar Steen's thighs, and now I'm having something of a civil war.
That's where I was, too.
That's the easy answer.
Look, Quadzilla. You know, you can't go against Quadzilla, even if it is Chucky's cheeks. Tommy Orton, you guys buy a hockey team, but you can only use yourselves and guests from the pod to fill coaching / front office positions. Who do you choose for what position and why? Congrats, 200. Who are we choosing to run our team? A lot of pressure with Kat sitting literally right next to Chris. Chris, rather, we said it to you first. What's your answer?
Chanel.
I would say
Chanel,
GM Lancey, obviously goalie coach, we got Kat here, head coach definitely Chanel,
head of drafting obviously is going to be Pat.
defensive coach, we got Cam, power play, we got Drew.
Sure.
Jess is going to be
Director of Communications.
Yes, PR for sure. I'll be
number one fan.
I'll be head of scouting.
Oh, see, I thought that was Pat Laverty. I thought they kind of went one and the same with drafting, scouting, player, maybe player development.
No, Chris is definitely head of scouting, and then Pat's like, you know, the draft. He's prospect scout, and then Chris is like, I scout and current NHLers and find those hidden gems.
Chris is pro scout.
Z4 in against.
Sean Rajat. Making sure we're good there. You have 200, you have to survive 200 days on a desert island. Not sure if that was like in honor of episode 200, I would assume. You have to survive 200 days on a deserted island. you get to pick two people to survive with, one co-host and one guest that has appeared at any time on the show. Who do you pick to give you the best chance of survival and why?
My answer.
I don't think it can be me.
My Chris, answer.
You pick Kat, I'm calling bullshit. I'm sorry, Kat.
No.
No, I give him a very poor chance of survival. I hate spiders.
I can't pick Kat. She's not an outdoors person.
No.
I would... Oh, man.
Matt Porter.
I think I would pick Cam out of the co-hosts just because he's got a little more meat on the bones in case we need to resort to that.
Oh, yeah, yeah. No, I'm... Yeah. Yeah.
That was a very nice way of putting that, but I still got picked, so it's okay.
You're the skinny boy on the pod. And oh man, who's like the ultimate outdoors person?
Matt Porter.
Is
he just built a shed with his bare hands.
All right, cool. I'm taking Cam and Maddie Ports.
Damn, I didn't know Ports was that outdoorsy, so I might have to revisit that. But
true. For co-host, I got Chris. Just he's got that science background. I feel like that would come in handy.
That's the correct choice. Like, I'm also
as opposed to like communications. If we're stranded on a desert island, what Cam? You're gonna like build the SOS sign out of rocks on the beach.
Look,
I've also watched a lot of Survivor over the last couple years.
And I was gonna say Sean worded this very, very carefully. He said, "Who has the best chance of survival? If we're screwed, I'm taking Drew. We're gonna live it up." If we have a chance of survival, I'm taking Chris. And we're gonna survive, or at least one of us. Apparently Chris is going to by eating me. So this is I'm glad we've gotten close enough over the 200 days.
Yeah, I just wanted to go straight there, you know.
Yeah.
For guest I would go Nick Godin, just because he could probably lift, I don't know, guy's jacked.
Oh yeah, he's
gonna might require a lot of protein to move though.
Yeah.
To fill him up, in which case you might get eaten pretty early. So, yeah, I'm definitely taking Chris, and I don't know who man, I'm trying to think of like Billy Jaffe. Actually, no, maybe just, Billy Jaffe, because he wants to be away from us enough that he'd find a way off the island. So yeah, I'm taking Jaffe. There you go. Yeah, and Lancey wanted to add on there that anyone who picks him should know that we'd probably die on the island, just an FYI.
I spent like four days with Lancey in like a non-survival situation, and I can guarantee that, would not survive.
Yeah.
I think Lancey and I had like a chat while you were gone about how we prefer to be in like clean, sterile environments, not outside. So I think that eliminates both of us.
God bless him. Pat Laverty asks two questions. There's why Drew and why, comma, Drew. So first of all, why Drew?
That one's a question for you two. Why Drew?
Why,
you three?
Why Drew? I don't know. Why Drew? I guess, well, when a mommy and daddy love each other very much.
That was my answer. He asked that at one point. He asked that at one point, and that's the answer. I gave him.
Good Lord. Why Drew? I don't know. I feel like for the intents of the podcast, Drew is the Charlie Day wild card. I was just watching Always Sunny, so it's going to go to that. So, Drew always brings something that you're not expecting to the table, and that's what we appreciate about him.
Yeah, and also he is the surprise captain of the ship.
Yeah.
Drew is often the one steering the ship here, which may surprise some listeners.
And may very much not surprise some other listeners, depending on what your take on the podcast is.
Yeah, but true.
Drew, then the second question is for you, which is why, Drew?
You know, because.
All right, good answer. last question comes from Samuel Bonzi. Sam asks, if a chicken had lips, could it whistle?
That's the best question we've ever got.
I think yes, but it would be high pitched, right? Because it doesn't have like as depth of the depth of neck that like is gonna get the, you know,
it's got
like the whistling.
So birds without lips can already whistle.
Yeah, I mean, it doesn't even necessarily attach the lips to the whistling. He just, if they did, would they be?
Oh yeah, would they? Like, it could be like, could they still whistle?
Yeah.
But it enhance their whistle at all? What's the whistle per 60 rate for a bird?
What? Are we talking whistle per 60? Or
are we talking African swallow or European swallow?
All right. On that note, the two of us are going to sign off. You two feel free to continue.
All right.
Happy 200th, boys.
Yeah, happy 200. Glad we squeezed those in.
Any words, Kat?
No.
Perfect. Yeah,
great.
Drew, I have a question for you.
Yeah, what's up?
I have a question for you.
Oh, I can sense...
Did you know? Oh shit! Fuck! Hold on, that's the wrong account. I'm switching over now. Did you know that? Well, the NBA champions have already been crowned. I don't know. This is an obscure ad.
No, just do that.
In case you're traveling back in time, are you ready for the NBA champs to be crowned? Join the finals action with DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. New customers can make any $5 NBA bet and get $150 in free bets instantly. I don't know if this applies to next year's final, but we'll figure it out. Looking to turn a small bet into a big payday during the NBA finals with a DraftKings same-game parlay, you can do just that. This NBA season, a customer placed a $5 same-game parlay and won over $5,000. Create your own parlay by combining multiple bets like which team will win, total threes made, total rebounds, and more. And boom, you've got a shot at an even bigger payout. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now. Use promo code TBPN. Make any $5 bet during the NBA Finals and get a $150 in free bets instantly. That's promo code TBPN only at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. Minimum age and eligibility restrictions apply. See show notes for details. That would be weird if there were minimum eligibility restrictions that applied.
You see, we read different ad reads every time. I read like the. We'll discuss it.
I might be in like the wrong. Probably, yeah.
Oh, well, no, yours was up to date. Yours was like the most recent, but now it's not liable. What the fuck does that doesn't make sense?
I don't know. We should hire somebody else. We should start outsourcing ad reads.
Yeah, we should just like pay Lancey to. excuse me. Nice. All right, I think unless you have anything else you want to touch upon, we got a little tournament going.
The tournament of champions. Yeah, let's hear about it.
So yeah, we completed round two and round three. So I'm gonna go through round two first. In the original 50, oh, by the way, for anyone who doesn't know, we're having an episode title, Face Off. I renamed it Face Off after I realized Show Off doesn't really make sense. It would have been, it just doesn't make sense.
It just didn't make any sense.
Face Off makes sense and Showdown makes sense, but Show Off makes no sense.
Or Face Down would have been tough.
Face Down.
Bruising Bruins, Face Down. Episode 200.
So the second round here, but episode title, yeah, just a bunch of our favorite episode titles. Fans narrow it down on Twitter. We got second seed Dusky Sunset and the Boys versus the eighth seed Kraken Brews in the upset once again from Kraken Brews, originally took down the first seed. So Kraken Brews wins that second round. Seating? It's random seeding.
Yeah. Okay. man, that's tough, man. I really was pushing for Dusky Sunset and the Boys to get to number at least to the final.
I think Kraken Brews is more accessible though. Like it's more like, oh, I get the joke. That's clever. You have to be like a diehard listener, I feel Sunset and the Boys to feel nostalgic.
I feel like this was a pretty powerhouse second round matchup. I feel like these teams deserve to meet in at least the conference finals, but you know, it is what it is. That's what happens when you do the Bruins and Bruins episode title Face Down. So sometimes you gotta go down early.
Sometimes you gotta go face down early. Anyway, also it's broken up. I feel like people already know what this is, and if you don't, then just like you figure it out. Rest in the original 50 episodes is Pasta and Lasagna versus Mr. Bruce Guy. Pasta and Lasagna won that 63.6% to 36.4%. Both were pretty clever. I think Mr. Bruce guy was a little more clever than Postel and Lasagna. And I'll give, I think it was Chris who did Mr. Bruce guy, and I came up with Pasta and Lasagna.
So Drew, yeah. We'll have Pasta and Lasagna against Crack and Bruce. What's your prediction there in the quarterfinals?
Well, no, wait. No, because we're on to round two as well. I'm recapping around that. Wait, am I? Oh, yeah. No, you're right. Never mind. Okay, yes.
All right.
I got myself all confused. Yeah, I think Crack and Bruise takes it.
Yeah, I think that's a contender for the win.
Yeah, that really is a contender. Then we got the THPN expansion era. Chili's and Millie's, Feel the Ferns, defeated Gordy Mal hat trick. Yeah, see, we have another round ahead of this.
Oh, we've done two more rounds since then?
We've done two more rounds.
Wow. I missed that, so. All right.
I'll just recap these, and then we'll, like, discuss the other ones, I think. Chili's and Millie's beat Gordy Mal hat trick. Yeah, Chili's and Millie's a favorite. Bruins Chuck Norris also, or hashtag, sorry, hashtag Bruins Chuck Norris beat out Big Fudge in the Fulcrum. And Pat's been campaigning for that, so that was a Shout title he had come up with. He has Please. A t-shirt. Hashtag. Bruins Chuck Norris. Shower Beers and Ass Tattoos beat out Crafty Brews and Jaffy 2. Yeah, good. Jaffy doesn't like us. and the post-Craichy era, I've had four scotches, beat out Derek Forsbram, Forbort, Fobot. Court Lalone was campaigning for that one because he was on that episode and famously said, I've had four scotches.
Yeah, we're starting to have a lot of outside campaign money flowing into this. We got to make sure this is regulated.
But the fun thing is, those two, when we get to the other ones, those two are facing off. Post-Tuca era, we got Stanley Fuck Contenders versus Ride the Election Line. Stanley Fuck
the Erection
won that one. Ride to the Erection Line, yeah. And then we got Danton Heinen lost out to Only Cam.
Let's go. I didn't campaign for that one at all. That was all natural, baby. So just like my Only Cams.
Now let me get to that next round. And then there were eight.
Damn, I didn't even know that we did another round already. Shows you.
So we got Original 50 Championship. Pasta and Lasagna versus Crack and Bruise. Who you got? Are you reading the results?
I have not. I'm going to guess that Crack and Bruise won.
And you are wrong. Pasta and Lasagna 64% to 35%.
Wow, that was a blowout too. All right.
Yeah. THP and Expansion Era Championship. It was Chili's and Millie's Feel the Ferns. The first seed versus the second seed, hashtag Bruins Chuck Norris. This should have been the final. Like this should have been the final if they weren't in the same conference.
This is so tough. This is two of my favorite, like, Brews and Bruins community, I guess, not even events, things, I guess. I don't know what else, tidbits.
Nouns.
I will say Bruins Chuck Norris is something that I throw my weight around all 100%, every chance that I can, with shouts to Pat, of course, the founder of Bruins Chuck Norris. That being said, I am cheering for Chili's and Millie's Feel the Ferns, even though I wasn't there because it was such a groundbreaking moment in the history of Bruins and Bruins. So I'm going for Feel the Ferns.
Bruins Chuck Norris won thanks to Pat's campaigning. Chili's and Millie's was leading it for a while, and then with like 5 hours left, Pat sent out that tweet and that tipped the scales.
People like Pat got a lot of pull. Pat's speaking, got a lot of pull.
Speaking of tipping the scales, this was our most voted on one, thanks to Court Lalone. I've had four scotches versus shower beers and ass tattoos. I think I gave that one away right there.
Yeah, I've had four scotches. Deserve to be the winner there. That's good.
And then post-Tuca era championship, the three seed Only Cams versus the four seed Stanley Fuck Contenders.
I'm going with Stanley Fuckbear. Yeah, I think that's the winner.
Only Cam's 80% to 20%.
Wow, I haven't even. Maybe votes. I should start campaigning. I might be able to run for president at this rate.
Well, it's going to be you. It's you versus Court Lalonde there. It's going to be Only Cam's versus I've Had Four Scotches.
Yeah, people are going to be upset that they can't subscribe to my non-existent Only Cams. Maybe I'll have to make one for the people.
Yeah. But yeah, I've Had Four Scotches versus Only Cams in the Eastern Conference now. I don't know. It's on the like right side of the bracket.
The
well, actually, yeah, that's the second era. That's the you know, the most recent 100 episodes, and then the first 100 episodes, the battle is between Pasta and Lasagna and hashtag Bruins Chuck Norris. Honestly, I would love for I've Had Four Scotches and Bruins Chuck Norris to make it just so we can like pit Court.
Yeah,
and
no, I think that's gonna be it. And that's what I'm cheering for. Yeah.
For that one, if it happens, I'm gonna do like a month-long vote. So they have to like keep campaigning.
I think you're going to be very disappointed that they lose interest after approximately one tweet, but we'll see.
No, but yeah. So with this episode around at some time tomorrow, I'll we'll coordinate Cam, because I assume you're editing. If that's okay. But we'll coordinate. So we'll tweet out pretty much rapid succession those. I said the last one I'd put on Instagram. I did not. So we'll do this one on Instagram, because it will only be like two stories worth there. But I think we'll do this one for like a day or two. And then we'll do the championship for a day or two. And I think by Friday content, we'll have a winner. So
excellent.
We'll see.
All right. So yeah, if you're listening to this, go vote in the Brews and Bruins episode title face down. Should be a good one.
Face down.
Face down on the ground.
I like how
gonna
this is
give
like,
you a fist pound. Boom.
This is the fucking bullshit that we've got for our 200th episode. Yeah.
Charles, the big reach. What a huge pirouette. And the big man scores.
Very nice. Z highlights. Because why not?
Friend of life. That's the nostalgia of 200 episodes.
Back to when Z was still.
Remember when Chara was like okay,
yeah,
and on the Bruins, and then he became like eh on the Bruins, and then he became like oh on other teams.
It's called getting old, buddy. Just like we are in this podcast.
Yo, I was freaking 23 when we started this podcast. That feels really weird to say. It's only been like 2.5 years, but Jesus.
Yeah. There you go. If you've been with us for any of the 200, first of all, I am incredibly sorry. I don't know why you do this to yourself. Second of all, thank you. It is appreciated that you would put yourself through that to support us in any way, shape, or form. Let's do 200 more, baby. I don't fucking know. Whatever.
Hell yeah.
Keep the rig rolling.
As long as we have the will to go on.
To fight on for people.
I don't know. Maybe our listeners want more, and we'll get to the point where we don't.
I don't think we have to worry about that.
No, our listeners will burn out before we do, I'm sure.
Yeah.
If they haven't already. Anyway, thank you, everybody. We appreciate all your support, and have a good rest of your week or day or minute before you listen to our next episode, or life if you're never going to listen again.